You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Path has led you to the Tinker's Shop. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. Can't take the sky from me.
Okay. Good evening, my friends. Yes, here we are, another Saturday evening. And tonight, instead of what I used to say, and used my old promo there accidentally, but welcome to our new network, the Survival Circle. Oh, yes, so here we are, 9 p.m. on a Saturday night once again, and tonight is the 3rd of January of 2015. We have a brand new year and a brand new network, so, yes. Like I said, I was trying to get it all together here tonight and managed to grab myself my wrong promo there, so I think I'm going to go ahead right now and nuke that old one so then I don't play that one again. So, yes. So, well, hopefully everybody is having a good start of the new year. And let's see here. My Lord. I just took a look here at the chat room to see how many people are in here, and we got, got a goodly number tonight here. Yes, hello Concrete and Cope. Doc, Elderberry, Jean, Brad, Minnie, Mother Earth, Not a Sheep, Pumpkin, Wrights, and we got the Nugget here listening too. And hello and on. You know, grab a name, you know, log in, you know, join us. We're, like I said, we're coming up with something new here, and hopefully it all works out well. Let's see. Oh, let's see here. I suppose why don't I do this? I'm going to go ahead a little bit of a you know, old business, if you want to say it, you call it that, or new business. I've had kind of an offer going here for the last a few weeks here for people if they are interested in some of the tobacco seeds from what I had grown this year, and I've actually gone ahead and created a new email address here. And I'm going to go ahead here and kind of plunk it here in the chat room. So, let's see here. If I can get my eyes to cooperate here. Yes, because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be seeds@arlen-tower.com. And what I'm doing here is just kind of putting it in here in a way to kind of defeat any page readers or whatever. So, it should be there now. And, yes, finally managed to track myself down a bunch of bags this week of nice small ones that I can put into an envelope. And these are what, inch and a half by 2-inch bags, and I'll tell you what, can put enough seeds in there that everybody will have about that wants them. Yeah, have enough seeds in there, probably about 1,000 seeds apiece. So it gives you plenty of room for error or whatever. So if you do want any, go ahead and drop me a note at that new email address here that I put in the chat room, you know, seeds@arlen-tower.com. And, you know, I'll need to have your physical street address, you know, to mail them to you. So it's, yeah, offer's still open. Okay, now, let's see, what else here? What was I going to talk about here tonight? Well, let's see here. I could probably go ahead and, you know, try doing some news or whatever. You know, we've got, you know, things that are still progressing. You know, we've had, you know, people talking about, you know, prices of gold, silver, and the economy lately. Well, gold itself, it's still down there. It's still down less than $1,200 an ounce. Let's see, what is it right now? It's at $1,188 and, what, 50 cents an ounce. Silver is still hanging down there low at $15.80 an ounce. So, okay, that's enough of that stuff. Bye. That page is gone. So, and let's see, what else was I going to talk about? Well, later on here, I'm going to get into talking a little bit more about, you know, prepping for the spring and the summer. So, and a few other little things. So why don't I do this here, while I continue to get my act together. I'm going to just go ahead and drop a little piece of music in here. You know, it's going to be a little bit different stuff here, but this is probably going to what I'm going to start playing a little bit more of. So, back in about 3 minutes. kind of going to a little bit more of a, oh, shall we say, a mellower type of music. It seems to be, with the turning of the year here and the new year, it was, just seems to be a time for music to sit back and listen to and, I guess I could say a time to be a little bit more introspective. You know, time to relax and think ahead and plan for the new year. That and also to finish up projects that we started last year that we never finished. Yeah, for me, this past week, I had to get busy finally and start reformatting my office here. Used to have stuff set up. It was kind of, shall we say, bass ackwards. I had a really nice table in here that, or a trestle table that I set up that will work perfectly for starting my plants up. And I went, it's time. I have to move this stuff around. So now I have this nice, what is it? It's about a 7-foot-long trestle table that I've got sitting in front of my 5-foot by 4-foot window here in my office. You know, got that set up there so I can start getting my plants started for the spring. You know, of course, that's not going to be for a few more weeks here in my location, but eventually we'll get things going and we'll get my plants started. So how many of you have gone ahead and either started receiving your seed catalogs for this year, or have you not even ordered them yet? You know, it's the time. I'll just say Schwimble, you know, she who must be obeyed. Yeah, the other day she was asking me, you know, I was like, what are you doing? You're talking gardening stuff here, you know, we haven't even gotten much snow yet. Well, we got snow here now. We finally got it last night. Got a whole, what was it, about 2.5 inches of snow out here. And it's just, what can you say? It's about time. You know, we had had ourselves a brown Christmas, and we even had a brown New Year's, which is, shall we say, somewhat disturbing, because we all need the rain. We need the snow. You know, we need the water coming down out of the air in one way or another. I know down there in Texas, you know, you guys have been saying, oh, you're getting too much rain and you're getting mold on the north side of your truck that's parked there. And, getting a little bit further north from there up in the Dakotas and whatnot, they've been getting themselves, snow that's, shall we say, neck deep on a tall giraffe. Not quite that bad, but it's getting there. But we've been actually basically having a drought here this fall and this winter so far. It's rather, like I said, rather disturbing, because usually by this point in the year, you know, at the start of the new year, quite often we'll have anywhere from, you know, at least 1.5 feet or 2 feet, maybe sometimes up to 3 feet of snow sitting on the level up here. And when you figure it's what, snow is like, what, 10 to 1? You know, 10 inches of snow that's sitting there is equivalent to, you know, 1 inch of rain. And we haven't even had that so far. So it's something we need to be all keeping our fingers crossed for, that we get the proper amounts of snow and or rain, you know, depending on your area, for the winter. Because if we don't have our moisture in the soil, it's going to be, shall we say, somewhat different, difficult, come spring to start getting our plants to grow. And if the soil's way too dry, you know, plants won't grow right. They have to be hauling an awful lot of buckets of water. And admittedly, we're fairly well set up here for rain barrels. I think we've got, let's see, what is it here? Quick survey in my brain here. We've got 2, 4, 6, think it's 9 or 10 rain barrels set up so far around our place. You know, the house, the greenhouse, the shed, and the garage. Got a big garage, big pole building garage here. But, yeah, even though they are 55-gallon rain barrels, that's what, call it roughly 500 gallons of water. And when you have a huge garden, or multiple gardens like we do, 500 gallons of water won't go real far. So, yes. So, like I was saying, have you guys thought about what you're planting this year? I'm going to be going ahead and doing, you know, many things like I did this past year. Be doing potatoes again, as always. You'd think I'd turn into a potato with as many of them as I eat. Green beans, well, you know, Mother Earth is a living example. You know, green beans don't harm you. And let's see what else. Corn. Gotta do corn. If you can find yourself a non-GMO or a non-hybridized corn, that's even better. And when you do grow your own corn, whether it be, you know, field or sweet corn, make darn sure you keep at least 1 or 2 ears left on your plants. Let them go ahead and literally dry on the stalk. That way you'll have your seed for next year. You know, for sweet corn, just like any other corn, it's very easy to save the seeds. You know, like I said, once it's dried on the cob, on the stalk, you know, you get it, you finally pick it once it's everything's, you know, totally dry. You let it finish drying inside, and then you can just go ahead and you know, shuck the kernels off, put them into a, you know, say like even just a white envelope if it's a small quantity, or you can use a large brown one and keep them. And, you know, you have them. You have them for next year. Same thing goes for beans. That's the trick. You know, a lot of people go, oh, it's kind of hard to save seed. No, it's not. Because you got to remember, the plants, the edible portion of the plants, quite often, is what can be your seed for the following year. You save a little bit of it there, you know, on the plant, let it dry naturally there, and then you shuck the seeds out. Concretans already talked in the past here about how to save tomato seed, basically where you get your tomato seeds, the pulp from a tomato, get it into a jar with some water, and you kind of leave it set where it's a little bit warmer, gets a little bit of light. You don't want it to get too much, but you know, let the tomato seeds ferment for a few days in there. It's going to start smelling nasty, but the seeds will drop out, and you know, the pulp and such will float, and you just go ahead and you know, gently pour off, you know, the floating stuff in there that you can discard. Your seeds that have settled to the bottom, again, you strain them out, spread them out like on a, probably what probably works the best is probably like a coffee filter. You know, either the round ones or the Melitta. And spread them out on there, let them dry, and, you know, once they're dried, you know, again, put them into an envelope, mark them as exactly to what they are, and you're good to go. Ah, yes, Mother Earth, you said that soon it's time to replant the carrots so they will start to grow and they will give you the seeds. Again, I cheat. I usually leave 1 or 2 out in the garden, and I let them just come back on their own the next year. So, of course, though, if you do that, here's a hint for those of you who haven't done seed saving before. If you can find yourself something like, say, like a nylon, or, you know, say a set of knee highs. Now, I know you ladies both, you all know what I'm talking about with those. But knee highs are the, what look like, for you guys who don't know it, knee highs are like knee high nylons. Replace socks and they give the visual effect of nylons. So, once the onion plant, not onion plant, by the way, this will also work for onions and garlics, but as well as for carrots. Once that, where the blossom head's going to be at on your plant, once it starts forming, strip a knee-high over there and then just kind of gently tie it off with another soft piece of cloth. And, you know, let the seeds form naturally. Once it ends up being dry enough and finishes up, you can knock the seeds out. They'll get caught by the knee-high. And again, once you're done with that, you can always take them, stash them in a, you know, in an envelope or an old pill bottle, and you'll have your seeds for the next year. Okay, so let's see what else here. Oh, okay. Yes, Pumpkin, you're correct. You have your, that with a few new people here now, it might be a good, maybe good to repeat some of your early archives on the potato planter. Yes, that is true. And for those who are new, over on the, if you're on the scc.htm webpage here, or the scc_old.htm webpage, on the left-hand side, you're going to see several links here, you know, underneath where it says host sites and archives. We have Mother Earth shows there, mine for the Tinker Shop, and you can always go ahead and click on that, and I believe, well, while I'm talking about it here, I'll just go ahead and double check. Okay, I've switched pages here, so I'm here. Okay, if we go and, I know I have, yes, if you go right, if you ever go out just to the main Tinker Shop webpage, if you go probably 3/4 of the way down the page, there's a link in there for the potato planter show and the tutorial on how to build a potato planter. Okay, so let me think here. A couple other things I should probably mention. Oh, yes. Since we do have a, like I said, we have a new year and the new network here. And why don't I do this? I'll go ahead and, you know, that same address I gave before, you know, for the seeds, for at harlan-tower.com. You can always send a note on that, or again on my Tinker Shop homepage. There's a link there for where it says, you know, contact me. If anyone has any suggestions or requests for things for me to cover, you know, go ahead and drop me a note and just say, hey, why don't you cover X, Y, or Z? And if I, you know, if I know something about the subject or if I can research it quick enough, I will be very happy to I'll be happy to do it. Yeah, I have to admit I'm kind of looking in the chat room here as well, and okay, need to change the times on your shows, Mother Earth. Okay, let's see here. Down here at the bottom of the page here. Oh, did I goof up someplace here? No, actually they're correct now, at least on the main homepage here. Because with what we're going to have for schedule. Again, for those who are new, we'll be, during the week, we'll be starting off, you know, these are Central Standard Times now. You know, Monday through Friday, we're going to have Mother's Homesteading or Cooking Hour shows. They'll be at 7 o'clock Central Time. On Wednesdays, you know, everybody will be getting a bonus because Mother Earth and Concretin will be doing a live show at 9 o'clock Central Time. And Concretin will be on Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Central Time. And then that she will be, then Concretin will be followed by Miss Amy. She'll be doing her Living Way Out Here show from, you know, 9 till 10. And then the rest of the evening will be our one and only Cope Reynolds with the Shooting Bench and the Liberty Lounge. And then, obviously, Saturdays will be me at 9 o'clock Central, and Sundays, Chuck Hudson, also known as Edge of the Woods, and his illustrious companion here, Cat Ellis, and Jacob will be doing the Medic Shack. Okay, so, now, okay, well, we're down here at 9:30 already. My, time flies when you don't know what you're doing, I guess. So, why don't I do this? Because I'm going to need to wet my whistle here and throw another log in the fireplace, so why don't I put another one of the little bit more mellow pieces of music in here. And if I can find it here, I can't find it, so what the heck. How about a little bit of Robert Earl Keane Jr.? He did a piece called Shades of Grey, so I'll put that in here for now. So, back in about, 3.5 minutes.
We had some moonshine whiskey and some of Bob's homegrown. We were so messed up we didn't know if we were drunk or stoned. Randy was a sad sack, tall, kind of thrill, and Bob was a raving maniac, crazier than hell. If he'd kicked out of high school several years ago for pushing over 40 cans at the 4-H rodeo, since they had done that outside of law, popped twice in Oklahoma, once in Old Green Hall. And I don't want to tag along, cause I was raised a Christian, and I knew right from wrong. Right around black and white, cross the line you're gonna pay. Sweetheart's claws sold at the livestock sale outside of Wichita. We got $900 and never did suspect the world of hurt we'd be in once I cashed a check. The next day we heard the story on the local radio. Made our plans that very night to go to Mexico. And I swear we would have made it if it wasn't for the shine. I got sick about the time we crossed that Kansas line. Right around black and white, cross the line you're gonna pay. Get it down the golden line, look down by shades of gray. Santa boys call from the sky. Half a dozen of my cars came screeching to a halt. The grandpappy started screaming, it was all my fault. There are many dogs and helicopters buzzing. pig I would be down on the ground. If I blew all to pieces, but Randy held tight, then a black man in a suit tie step into the line. He told his men to turn it loose, and they put down their guns. He said, these are just some sorry kids. They ain't the one.
Particular piece of music from, you know, Robert Olkin, Shades of Grey. That actually, from what he was saying, that was almost an autobiographical piece. He and some of his friends were, you know, well, like he pointed out, they were getting into some mischief. But what had turned out was the day he was talking about that had happened. When they got stopped, that was the same day as the Oklahoma City bombing happened, and so, you know, they had got a good scare, and I guess they got kind of scared straight. So, oh yes. So let's see here. Well, I should probably go ahead and mention this since it is the bomb of the hour, just in case in the future someone's listening to this in the archives so they know where they're listening to it at. Yes, we're all here in the survival circle this evening on Saturday evening, the 3rd of January of 2015. So, yep. In the process, by the way, of, shall we say, redoing my whole music collection and music scene here. So obviously things are probably going to be a little bit different for a while until we settle things out. You know, like I indicated earlier, I managed to grab my wrong promo when we started, so, oh, what can I say? You know, I gotta sort through my promos and clean them up and get them all squared away. So, okay. Well, okay, like I said, you know, before, talked about seed catalogs and such. Yes, it's only the first part of January. Of course, you guys who are down there south of the Mason-Dixon, you know, you're going to be thinking about gardening a lot sooner than those of us who are up here in the northern tier of states. So it's probably time for you to definitely be getting your seeds together, either, you know, if you saved them from last year and got them ready to plant, you know, now would be the time to start, you know, organizing and kind of planning out your gardens and, you know, start getting your supplies together to start the plants. Those of us who are, you know, a bit further north, you know, we're probably, you know, maybe a month, 2 months away from doing that, but still, it's time to decide what we want to plant. My suggestion is, it's something I've been doing for the last few years. I actually have a large whiteboard that I use, you know, with the dry erase markers. And usually in January, I start figuring, okay, what am I going to plant? I start noting them down. You know, if I turn the whiteboard sideways, you know, it's a 2x3 footer. But down one side, I'll just kind of make myself a block of, okay, what am I going to plant for positive? Sure, you know, those go on the list first. And then, you know, what are the nice-to-have things? And then the third category is like, maybe I should try these this year. So, yeah, that's one way of doing it. Other half of your whiteboard, or the other two-thirds of your whiteboard, sometimes it's kind of helpful to go ahead and, you know, roughly block out your garden spaces. You know, because that way, if you look at it, you block it out and figure out, okay, this is where I had this last year. I had this over here. I had this over here. What you want to do with your gardens, if you can do it, go ahead and rotate where you're planting. You know, it's, you know, basically just like for the big farms, you have to do your crop rotation. Because if you plant the same plants in the same area year after year, those plants are going to have an appetite for different nutrients. And eventually, it's going to basically suck all the nutrients out of that area. And each kind of plant has a hunger for different minerals. So what you want to do is, just for that reason alone, you know, rotate them to a different spot. Secondary reason, and I'm just listing it as number two. You know, these are all important reasons. But if you plant the same plants in the same spot each year, you're liable to have pests or funguses over winter, and the same pests that hit potatoes don't necessarily hit broccoli. Or they don't hit potatoes. Or they don't hit carrots. So if you move any one of those to a new location on next year, if you have, say, the carrot root maggots that get into carrots and, you know, bore little teeny holes in them, you know, if they're waiting in the soil, they're thinking, hey, we're going to have a feast of carrots this year. If there aren't carrots there, you know, they'll go belly up. You know, it'll knock the pests way back. And also, when you rotate your crops around, again, like I was talking about for nutrients in the soil, different plants help improve the soil as well. You know, yes, they take each plant when it's growing, it takes nutrients out of the soil, but they also put nutrients back in. For example, beans will help fix nitrogen back into the soil for the following year. There's other plants like corn, which are heavy nitrogen feeders. They pull nitrogen out. So, you know, as things grow, you know, it's shall we say it's a symbiotic relationship with the soil. And it's a case of where you want to work with your gardens. Of course, you know, concrete, and he's got it kind of knocked. He's got his horse fertilizer there that he can turn into his garden space after he lets it cure properly. That'll help lighten the soil. So a lot of plants would have very fine, prolific roots. They also help break up the soil. And aerate it and lighten it, get organic material in there. So that's, you know, all good things to do. So, let's see, I believe Cox talked about having ordering seeds from Territorial Seeds. They're a good one. I just received, 2 days ago, I received my new John Sheepers Kitchen Garden Seed Catalog in the mail. About a week ago or so, I got my Young Seeds catalog. So it's, this coming week, that's probably what I'm going to do. I'll be taking it a little bit easier and just trying to find my my fanny with both hands and start, gathering stuff up, or at least figuring out what I want to do where. Also, speaking of gardens and seeds, One thing you might want to think about doing is this year, just to be on the safe side, because there's been, again, some discussions about seeds becoming a little bit harder to acquire, you know, and especially since, this last year, a lot of places it was pretty dry. So there was, the seed supply was somewhat reduced from what it could have been. And if the weather keeps on going like it has been this winter, like up in our area here, it's been way too dry. Other areas you've had probably excessive moisture. And again, that could make things a little bit more difficult for getting seeds as well. So, I would suggest, and again, this is just me, but it's something I've been doing for a few years. I'm going to be going ahead and doing a bit more of it this year. I'm going to probably double up on my seed order. You know, the seeds that I want to have plenty of, stuff that I know that I normally eat, I'm going to be going ahead and ordering up, where I'd order up like one or two packets, I'm going to go ahead and order up like two or four. Just so I have, so I'm sure that I have plenty. Half of them, I'll just go ahead and I'll probably use my, my vacuum sealer. And, take, half the new seeds, I'll put them in the bags, suck the air out, and then I'm just going to go ahead and either stash them in either the back of the refrigerator or possibly even in the freezer. That way then I'll know that I have extra seeds for next year. Because you can never tell. With all the expletive deleted, I'll just say, that our various governments in this country and around the world are pulling, they're making it, more difficult to get seeds. And so, like I've called it before, it's food insurance. Just like, for when you, save up your preps and when you buy ahead, the way I originally convinced the boss, Schwilbo, my wife, Donna, however I want to call her, to start putting a little bit more away. I just told her, because she was just like, oh, what are you trying to do, hoard stuff? And I was like, no. I said, stop and think about it. It's food insurance. She went, huh? I was just saying, hey, look at the way the prices have been going in the stores. You go in and get something, 1 week, it's, such and such a price. You go in there a month later, and the price has gone up, a quarter or a couple cents or whatever. But, if you are ahead of the curve on this, then you're in good shape. And like I told her, it's food insurance. I've gotten her now to the point where when we have butter on sale, and like right now around here, it's still, and I'm expecting to go up probably in the next couple of weeks, but we're still able to pick up butter on sale for, $2.59 a pound. And, she's learned. She'll, when it's a case of like, oh, we're out of butter, well, I'll go out to the freezer and get another one. And not too long ago, she was just like, oh, got it, there's no more butter in the freezer. I'm like, well, see. But how many months did you have it here where you didn't have to go ahead and buy some? So hold on just a second. Sorry about that. I had to stop and clear my throat. So, but yes, like I said, food insurance, it's that's what the whole idea is. And you're right, I see. The prices go up on the foods, and the packaging sizes go down. I can give everybody a real good example here. It kind of goes back to what I talked about a week or two ago about making fudge. Used to be that you could pick up chocolate chips in a 1 pound package, and then they went to a 14 ounce package, and now they're down to a 12 ounce package. You know, and the price is a little bit higher than it used to be. And with evaporated milk, some people would just call it Eagle brand. Again, that used to be a 14 ounce can. Those are down to a 12 ounce can now. So when I make my fudge, what I have to do is, obviously adjust for it, because it used to be I'd just say, one can of Eagle brand, one can of, or one bag of chips, some vanilla, you melt it all together, pour it out, and let it cool. And it'd be a nice fudge consistency. Well, if you do that now, being such that the chocolate chip package has gone down in size, you end up with a lot softer of fudge, and you have to let it sit and air dry a couple days. You have to stiffen it up. So half the time I end up adding in a quarter bag more of chips. Of course, that's no big deal, because usually when I'm making fudge, I'm usually making, anywhere from 4 to 6 batches. And it just means that I get, one less batch of chips. Or one less batch of fudge out of it. So, okay. Well, let's see here. Trying to think. Should probably glance back through here. Yes. Damn, Mom. Yes. You've got a bigger garden than I've got. I've only got, what was it we measured it out at last year? About 5,500 square feet, but yours is bigger than that by a long shot. And I know Mother Earth, she's got a good sized garden as well. And, let's put it this way. Potatoes? Like I said, I'm kind of like, in one way, I'm the potato man. Since this summer, we haven't bought any potatoes. All the potatoes we've had are ones we've grown. And, it works. Of course, I had probably, 175 hills of potatoes or so. Maybe 200. I don't know. Lost count when we were digging them. But it works. So. And, tell you what. One thing that, I don't know how many of you get magazines or not. Two magazines that are fairly good. Mother Earth News has been around since, the early 1970s. Actually, I still have a copy of the first issue around that we got. But, they've gone through their phases. Mother Earth News, that for a long time was, quite a good magazine to read. Good information. And then you had, then they got, how to put it, kind of yuppie-fied. Where it was more ads than anything else, and, kind of off-the-wall stuff that I didn't care for. But over the past, I'd say about the last 8 or 10 years, they've improved and gotten a little bit more back to the roots. Another magazine that I definitely highly recommend, and I'm pretty sure Mother Earth gets this one as well, it's called Backwoods Home Magazine, and some good people that write articles for it. We have Master Ayub, who does a regular, guns and self-defense column in there, and he has a lot of really good advice. And then Jackie Clay, she is... I would say she's a pretty darn good author as well. I've actually met her, and up at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair up at Custer, Wisconsin, a couple years ago. and actually had a chance to sit down and talk with her for probably 45 minutes, maybe close to an hour. Yeah, because she was, you know, she was, you know, talking to other people there too, obviously. I couldn't just go ahead and, you know, monopolize all of her time. But, you know, we had some pretty darn good discussions there. And, let's see here, why don't I do this? I'm going to see if I can find my link for it here. And, let's see here. What I'm trying to do is pull up the... There we go. I think I've got it. For those who haven't had the experience of checking out Backwoods Home Magazine, I'll put a link here in the chat room. And I'm not sure what all's in this link, but that'll get you to the newest the newest newsletter for Backwoods Home Magazine. And they do have, at the top of this, up in the upper right-hand corner, they actually do have a link to the main homepage where there's a lot of articles one can read and can learn a lot. Okay, so what do we got here? Oh, gee, almost 10 o'clock, so... I think what I should probably do, since I'm starting to get a little hoarse here, I'm going to go ahead here and probably close this out here with a piece of music here. If I can get my eyes to focus well enough. I will go ahead and do this. So let me do this. Let me say this. Thank you very much for joining me here in the Tinker's Shop for Saturday, the 3rd of January of 2015, on the brand new Survival Circle Network. And hopefully you can come back next week and join us. Tomorrow night we'll have Edge of the Woods and Cat Ellis doing the Medic Shack at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And again, very, very good show to listen to. Kat and Chuck both know their stuff. So again, thank you very much. And I'm going to go ahead and close out here with a tune called Apples in Wisconsin. So take care, God bless, and we'll see you soon.